Chris, how you been, sir?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Tell everybody what happened with Grantham and Cincinnati. It's been reported that he is staying at Florida, but how close did that come?
Well, yeah, I put it. I had something out last night on the website, I guess, right before midnight. He did turn them down. It's I don't know how close it was. Close. I mean, he interviewed twice with them. They gave him a substantial offer. It is going to be for Zach Taylor, who's going to be the play caller for the Bengals. So it was going to have quite a bit of, you know, authority to basically run the defense. They've had a little hard time. Jack Del Rio and Dom Capers and Dennis Allen of the Saints just used it as leverage. And Mike Elko and now Todd Grantham have turned him down. So I don't know how close. I mean, I think we can speculate that it was close enough to give it consideration. Obviously, Todd's got a really good deal, a really lucrative deal at Florida, but he is going to remain with the Gators, barring any, you know, we've seen coaches kind of change their mind and people make another run at him, or maybe there was something in the negotiations that he didn't like and they turn around and give it to him. You never know, never rule it out, but at least at this point, he has turned them down.
Tell you what, I must have not been paying attention, but the Jim Leavitt news from yesterday caught me by surprise. Leavitt, in essence, has been let go by Oregon. Now, they owe him 3 years on his contract. He's going to get a lot of money out of that. But apparently Leavitt and Cristobal did not coexist very well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we had something last night on that as well. We it is something that people on the staff were surprised that they lasted this long. It's always difficult when you are a candidate for the job, and you have multiple candidates for the job, and one guy gets it and the other doesn't. It's tough for that other guy to stay. It traditionally is. Now Jim is not an easy guy. I wouldn't say he's tough to get along with, but he's not the easiest guy either. The difficulty is that they made such a strong push to keep him and kept him. And obviously when Willie took the job at Florida State, he tried to bring him, and it put Jim in a very lucrative position as one of the highest paid defensive coordinators in the country. And while, you know, people will laugh and say, well, they got money and, you know, money doesn't matter. Money always matters. People that have a lot of money don't like, they have a lot of money because they don't like to waste money. And so this is one that, you know, it's going to be interesting, obviously, is they're going to, they have a co-coordinator and they're going to make that move there and keep Keith Hayward in that position. But it's always difficult when you kind of, you know, you leap out and say, we need to keep this guy, and you make a long-term deal at $1.7 a year for a lengthy period, and then a year later, it can't work. It doesn't feel well within that administration, but it became contentious in something that I don't think was going to work. And Jim's a good defensive coordinator, as I said. Not always been the easiest guy to work with. Did the best job at South Florida that anybody's done there as a head coach. He sees himself as, you know, wanting that opportunity. I know that this has been coming for a while. He actively tried to make a move away, not for coordinator positions, obviously, because he was so well paid, but he tried very hard to get the Colorado job where he was an assistant. He tried to get the Texas Tech job. You know, he tried to get the Kansas State job where he's got some background. He tried to get into a lot of jobs. So it was something that and with the blessing of Mario. So, you know, it was, I think, inevitable, a little bit surprising that it maybe took this long. But obviously, when you got that money to deal with, that much money to deal with, sometimes you try to work through every option to try to see if you can't salvage the marriage. And obviously, it couldn't.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, joins us every Thursday right here in this slot. And again, we'll let you know how you get all that he offers. is there anything, and I know, Chris, you're not a, hey, what's the rumor today guy, but is there anything trending newer with Kyler Murray? I mean, let me give you my theory, and you can refute it. I was on a show yesterday, and they asked me about it, and they said, Bill, will he get into the second round? I said, no, I don't think so, because if you think about it, that position is the gold standard in sports, quarterback, and they're so rare. And the thought of this guy, even though he's only 5'10", or whatever they list him, it's too seductive for somebody to pass up. Is that the way you feel or not?
Well, the biggest issue with him from a football standpoint is that the baseball option will always be there.
Right.
So I think that you can certainly look at the sign that he's left money on the table, is a sign that he's committed for football, but to what point? I guess the whole point would be is if he doesn't have a good rookie year, for 2-3 years, you know, you go in to develop him and it's not as quite as good as he had hoped, he has the option to go play baseball at that point. That to me is the biggest issue. People always ask me, yeah, but besides that, well, you can't besides that. That is the biggest issue because this is not a football player. Not that it was easy for a Deion or a Bo Jackson to do it. It is impossible for a quarterback to play both sports. So that is off the table. It's never been on the table. So the issue is just, you know, is he going to exercise that option to go back to baseball at some point? That would be the biggest, issue there. Now, the height is a factor. There's no question about it. Can he overcome it? He can. I think you have to embrace what he can do and understand what he can do and understand what he can't do. Every quarterback, I don't care if it's Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, has things that they can't do all that well, but you have to accentuate the positives. I do think that in the right with the right coach, to me, he has a chance. I listen, depending on how he's able, convincing he is, I think, remember, it all it takes is one team. I would suspect that somebody's probably going to take him in the first round. It's not going to be a consensus, and many would not. But somebody will. And I believe that will likely be the case. And whether that's a good decision or whether I would do it, that's a different answer to a different question. But I think somebody will take a bite at the apple because of what he can bring to the table. Here's what I see. The obvious athletic qualities are great. He's got ability from an accuracy standpoint that's very good, very heightened. He's got to learn how to anticipate more. I mean, in college ball, it's pretty common for guys that they wait for guys to get open. And if you have superior athletic skills like he does, then you zip the ball in there. In the NFL, it's a completely different world. You've got to anticipate the break points, and you've got to be able to release the ball before the receiver breaks, or else you will not complete it because the ability to converge defensively is so much greater. He certainly is capable of doing it. He's not going to be a guy that's going to work in the pocket off a three-step drop. He's too short. He's not going to be able to execute that. But what he can do is work the sprint, boot, the options, all those things. And if you're willing to embrace that, I think you can have a guy that can be really good. Again, how committed is he? He can be committed and go to the combine and say all the right things and leave some money on the table right now. But what assurances what might he have that, listen, if you come back to baseball, we might have an even better deal for you. And I think he's kind of playing both sides against the middle. I mean, if he were to get drafted in the third round, you know, in the NFL, then he's going to go play baseball. You know, that's what he's going to do. If he gets drafted in the first round, well, he's going to play football because that's a bigger contract than the minor league contract he's going to get in Oakland. But is he going to get – is he going to earn a second contract in the NFL? Or will he, if he doesn't perform as well but is progressing, but he's not comfortable with it and he can maybe get a bigger contract with baseball 2-3 years down the road, that's a dilemma that is very, very unique, because he would be the only person ever to be drafted in the first round in the same year in Major League Baseball and the NFL. So he is in uncharted territory for someone that has an option that nobody else has. Nobody else, you know, has a better option other than playing, you know, pro baseball or pro football.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com with us, and we'll let you know how you can get all this stuff. Chris, I'll let you go with this, and then we'll get your service out there for everybody. Rob in the 210 says, please ask Chris about Brady Hoke. He gets hired at San Diego State, being brought back as the D-line coach. He said Hoke was previously the head coach over Rocky Long. He says, will role reversal work?
Probably will, because knowing Rocky and knowing Brady, it will work. Brady's a ball coach. He just loves coaching. Certainly love to be a head coach, you know.
Right.
He had that time. He loved it out in San Diego State. Who wouldn't? At this stage of his career, he can stay in coaching. He likes it. I think it'll work well because of the guys involved, and it's not like, you know, we just talked about a situation that didn't work, but that's because of the personalities involved. I bet this will work. I think that he'll be welcome with open arms, and Rocky's just one of the treasures and underrated coaches in college football. I think that they'll be fine working together.
Oh, there's one more. Jeff 2 says, ask Chris, when Kyler Murray gets to the combine and his actual height and weight are released, what do you think those measurements will be?
I don't know. He's busy stretching. I don't know. I think here's. I mean, obviously, I don't know. I'm pretty good with being able to assess heights over the years, but I would say that the real storyline is going to be, can he reach 5'10"? You know, can he get a 5'10" measurement? That's going to be the key. And, you know, people will laugh and say, you know, well, what if he's 5'9" and, you know, 3/4? Does it really matter? Well, you know, it's you're struggling if you're 5'11". So if you're not even 5'10", there are issues. Here's the other thing I'd like to say that I think is important, and I hear this a lot. People say, well, Russell Wilson does it. It's funny how people – you're talking about completely different body types. Russell Wilson is not tall, but Russell Wilson has a very high release point. So he's 6'2 when he throws the football. And it's kind of like, you know, you see this in basketball talk. Basketball scouts do this, but we do it as well as football scouts. It's about length. Russell has 10.25-inch hands. So of all the things that are probably just as important with Kyler Murray, is not the height is one, but hand size, which is not going to be 10.25 inches like Russell, which is, by the way, equivalent of hand sizes of guys that are 6'4 quarterbacks. That's the biggest issue. The ability to control the football, those things are important. So there's no question that's going to be, you know, there are a lot more important things going on in the combine for those of us in football. But from a storyline standpoint, it's going to be Kyler Murray. It's going to be – they'll probably have a Kyler Murray network as to, how tall is he, what is hand size, all that. But I would say we'll see if he can reach 5'10". I don't know. I'm not sure that he will or he won't. I think it'll be close.
Tell everybody about LandryFootball.com.
LandryFootball.com is where you can get inside the film room. This time of year is probably our busiest, Bill, because we've got a lot of things going on. Of course, we are really proud of the fact we are in the process of grading everybody's recruiting class. We've got the entire SEC done. That means every class, every player in the class graded with color grades that tell you what they mean, with individual scouting reports on players. So you want to take advantage of that. We'll have everybody up there, every school, big or small, in the Power Five and a couple of others that are not. Obviously, we're following all the transfer information around college football. If you like to follow the NFL draft from your college standpoint, we organize that for you so you can easily find, film room nuggets as I'm going through the tape and writing reports, information as the workouts begin and we get to the combine and all that information is there for the college fans. If you're an NFL fan, obviously free agency is right around the corner. Trade information. We had a trade yesterday in the league. Coaching information that's going from college to the NFL. And just talked about Jim Leavitt, talked about Todd Grantham. We've got more of those that are taking place. The Jeffrey Simmons situation and, you know, what happened with him and the injury to, on top of the off-the-field situation. So we keep you up to date on everything from recruiting, college football, spring practice stuff. We had a report on Arizona State got their first week done in spring practice. We'll keep everybody up to date on that. So it's one-stop shopping football. It involves players, teams, coaches, schemes at the college and NFL level. That's what we got for you. We've got a special scouting package, a scouting season sale, if you will. That's a great opportunity to take advantage of all that information this time of year, and it'll take you all the way through next football season. So it's a great opportunity. You can listen to our podcast. Got the college podcast on Wednesday that we do, Rush the Field, and on Tuesday and Thursday do the Landry Football Podcast, which is college football and the NFL, a lot of mixture. And then don't forget to sign up for the War Room newsletter. Just go to LandryFootball.com, go about halfway down on the right side, click War Room, send us your email. It's free. We'll provide you some special nuggets every week, every Friday that'll come in your email box, some things that are not, you know, appropriate for print, but we want to put in there for you that some inside information makes you a little bit more of a football insider and what's going on, as well as keeping you what's going on LandryFootball.com. So follow me on Twitter, at LandryFootball. If you can't find us, you're not looking.
Chris, I appreciate you, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.